And now it's time for another Castle Country Focus. And this morning in the studio, I have with me Chris Haycock. He's the youth coordinator at Active Reentry. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
Good, I'm doing good. Thanks for coming in, because I'm excited to talk about all these fun activities you do up there with the youth. You have a wonderful youth program up there.
We do. We really do. We have youth from both Carbon and Emery counties that participate. It's a really cool program for them. Our program brings together youth of all disabilities, ages 8 to 24, to learn important independent living skills. The program offers an opportunity for peer support while also helping build self-confidence for themselves. We teach all sorts of cooking skills, budgeting skills, whatever they really want.
How big of a group do you get?
Usually it's about 12 kids per activity.
It just depends when they come. Do you find yourself busier in the summer?
Yes.
A lot busier. Because you do a program in the summer as well.
Yeah. So through the school year, we do two activities a month. And then in the summer, we ramp that up to two activities a week.
Oh, wow. That keeps them busy in the summer.
Keeps them really busy.
Yeah. Yep. So now you meet, you said, twice a month.
Twice a month.
While school's going.
Correct.
And where do you meet at, and the times and meeting locations and all that?
So we split between Carbon and Emery County. So one time it's at Active Reentry, and the activities are usually 5:30 in the evening. Just makes it easier. And then over in Emery County, we meet at the Emery County Courthouse.
Oh, wow.
On Main Street in Castledale.
And do you always alternate?
Yes.
And you'll let them know beforehand. Is there transportation to get there to Emery County, or how does that work?
Yeah, transportation is provided through Active Reentry. It's a door-to-door service, so I can pick them up at their home, take them to the activity, and then take them back home.
Oh, well, that's nice to know.
And it's free transportation for them.
That's good for parents to know as well.
Exactly.
So a lot of fun things you do with them. What else is the youth program? What else can you find there?
So not only the skills, but we do a lot of recreational stuff as well. So we take them bowling, disc golf at the college. Kayaking is a really fun one. They like to go out to the lake in the summertime. Fishing, we do arts and crafts, and just a lot of outings into the community.
So is the youth program open to certain ages, or how does that work?
Yes. So ages 8 to 24. And that's a broad range of age group. And then with a disability, though.
Right,
That's what it is. So.
And then how do they get signed up or register to be a part of the youth program?
So for more information and to sign up, they need to call me at Active Reentry and just ask for Chris. And the phone number is 637-4950.
So how do you feel the kids have found the youth program? What is a day in the life of one that's a part of the youth program?
I think they find a lot of fun in it. They get to be with peers. So a youth with a disability goes through a lot in their daily life. So they're kind of with a group that is like them. They're all peers, and so they support one another. So I think they find it very fun, informative, and they just have a lot of fun.
All right. And so how do you feel about the group being a part of that?
I really like this group. They're a fun group. I'm always kept on my toes. You just never know what they're going to say or what they're going to do. So I really like this group.
So on the meeting times, is it set days? Is it every other week? Is it every 2 weeks? How does it work? Or does the schedule change?
The schedule can change depending on what I've got going on my schedule.
Because you told me you got many hats up there at Active Reentry.
I do have many, many other things. But we try to keep it to Tuesdays, every other Tuesday in the month. And then during the summer, it's Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Oh, wow. So when does your summer program kick off? When school's out?
Yeah, usually it's the second to third week in June. So
you get a little bit of a break from school, and then you kick back up.
A little bit, yeah. Yeah. A little bit of a break.
And do they have to pre-register for the summer program?
No. No, nope. They just have to be a consumer of Active Reentry before we start that program.
Oh, okay. And any cost that has to do with any of the programs?
Most of the activities are free. Transportation is free. There are a few activities that we do where they have to pay an admission or something if we're going to the pool or to a movie or something like that.
But it's reasonable.
It's reasonable. I keep it within $5 to $10.
Oh, so, good, yeah. Good. All right. Well, if anyone out listening to us is wanting to know more information about active reentry, well, first of all, I know you guys have a wonderful website. Your website is very, very good. So give us the website and a phone number so if anyone has any questions.
So the website is arecil.org. And then we also have a Facebook page, so you can just search for Active Reentry Price. And we've been a little slow lately to put stuff on, but that's coming up. And then the phone number is 637-4950.
All right, folks, there you have it. Awesome stuff going on at Active Reentry. They Yes. do some really great programs. And the youth program is just one of those things. So if you have any questions at all, you want to get your child involved, give Chris a call. He's a good guy, and he enjoys working with these kids and looks forward to doing the fun activities with them. So I appreciate you taking time to come and talk to us and talk about this wonderful program you guys do.
Yes,
so
it's very awesome. So,
all right. Well, thanks for taking time for coming in.
Thank you.
All right, folks, that's been another Castle Country Focus. For more information on this interview and others, visit our website at castlecountryradio.com.